May the Lord envelop you in his unending, merciful love and peace, dear heart dwellers. Well, I received a very practical word from the Lord that is very beneficial to us all. I said, "Good morning, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful day, the sunshine, the blue sky, and this amazing woodland environment that surrounds us. I can't take my eyes off of you and the beauty of your creation." Jesus began, "Feel better now?" "Oh, yes, Lord, much, much better." The Lord was referring to the rough week I had week before last, not sleeping, irritable, feeling very unworthy to be in the Lord's presence. And then I pulled a rhema from Heart Dweller's website that read, "Take a walk with me." So I did, and continue to walk with him over the last several days. What a difference it has made! I feel refreshed, more alert, I'm sleeping better. I feel like a new person. Jesus continued, "Taking care of yourselves physically can greatly improve your spiritual life and your time spent with me. Offering your bodies to me as a living sacrifice is not only holy and pleasing, but is a form of worship. Every time you are in my presence, you will feel a supernatural renewing of your strength and a refreshing in your spirit. If you combine this with physical exercise, I use this extra effort on your part to grow you in graces and virtues, helping you come up higher in your spiritual walk with me. This naturally heightens your desire to want to spend time with me. You are going to bed earlier just to focus and center your thoughts on my face and rest with me. I say this to you, Elizabeth, and all my heart dwellers. This is very holy and pleasing to me when you finish the day's work and fix your attentions on me. These actions are true and proper and will help you all not to conform to worldly activities, such as the news, the internet, unholy YouTube videos, and secular music. I urge you to get into the practice of continually seeking me in all things, so that you will be able to determine what my will for you is. I'm too tired is a constant excuse I hear, but it seems you have time to focus your attention on activities that are not glorifying to your spouse. What you eat or drink can bring glory to God. You can honor me by your choices in food. A healthy lifestyle, practicing self-control and self-denial, and exercising are forming good habits. Your bodies are given to you to do my work and is also where my spirit dwells. Exercise combined with time spent in my presence helps you maintain energy to continue pursuing the path I have laid out for you." And that was the end of the Lord's message. Dear family, the practical benefits to exercise is that it helps control weight, combats health conditions and diseases, improves your mood, boosts energy, helps maintain focus, and promotes better sleep. In Scripture, we read in 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." The Lord does not expect us to be bodybuilders or focus our attention on physical appearance. He is asking us, dear ones, to consider what we consume and how we take care of ourselves, and if what we eat and drink are glorifying, honoring, and pleasing to Him. I encourage each of you to take a walk with our Lord Jesus as often as you can. If you are physically unable, please imagine yourself with Him, by your side, holding your hand in the Spirit. God bless you all, wonderful heart dwellers.